You're listening to Community Spotlight on Gila Members Community Radio, Kuru 89.1 FM, Silver City, New Mexico, and online at gmcr.org. Our purpose is to enhance public awareness of our featured nonprofit or advocacy organization in Grant County and surrounding area. I'm Candace Burke, your weekly host, and today's guest is Charlotte Lepkowitz-Oberg. Charlotte is the new executive director of Main Street Arts and Cultural District. Welcome to Community Spotlight, Charlotte, and congratulations.
Hi, Candace. Thank you so much. I am so happy to be here with you today.
Now, this is very exciting. You know, we certainly love Charmaine, but when we heard you were coming on board, we were just very elated. So having you on today is a source of special joy.
Oh, thank you so much. I love Charmaine too. So I am really excited to continue her great work and build on that.
Oh, I know you will. Now, talk to us briefly about the history and vision of Main Street. But before that, let's hear more about you and how you found out about us here in Silver and Main Street. How did that happen?
Oh, yes. Well, I did live in Silver City for a short time in 2012 and 2013. My husband and I moved out at the time for work for him, and we love Silver City and returned to the Northeast where all of our family is to have our child. And now our child is not a baby anymore. And we felt more free to live anywhere we wanted. And Silver City was always top on our list and someplace we thought we'd like to return to. And this job is something that I'm really excited about. I'd be excited about this job anywhere, but since I love Silver City so much and I love downtown Silver City so much, it was just a perfect combination to be able to do this work in this town. So it was a wonderful reason to return here.
I can't think of a better reason. And I love the operative word love, because that resonates with me. Once you fall in love with this place, it's just like whatever reason it takes to stay here. And you know, that's what I'm hearing from you. You were here and you wanted to come back.
Yes. It was always calling to us while we were away.
Now, where did you come from before you moved here?
Mm-hmm. I was living in upstate New York in Corning, which is the Southern Finger Lakes region. So that's a great place too. I feel lucky to have had the opportunity to live there as well. This is what really feels like home.
Oh, I'm glad. And what is your baby's name, by the way?
Max is my child. Yes. Yeah.
So anywho, now let's move on to what you can tell us about Main Street, the vision, history, and that will segue into other questions I have of you.
Excellent. Yes. Okay. So we're pretty lucky to have the oldest Main Street program in New Mexico. The Silver City Main Street was founded in 1985 and is really a distinguished program both in New Mexico and even nationally, because Main Street is a national program and we are under the umbrella of New Mexico Main Street. Another thing that we're really lucky about, or I shouldn't necessarily say lucky because it's been from a lot of hard work, is that we are an accredited Main Street program. So we work closely with New Mexico Main Street to make sure that we are staying accredited, staying up to date, staying educated, and able to keep that accreditation and keep having a really strong work within our community as a result.
Well, this is all great. Now, what are some experiences you're having? I know you haven't been here for very long, but what are some of the things you've already experienced in your new role since you've arrived?
I've experienced meeting some wonderful people, including seeing some people whom I had known and worked with previously when I was here. But I have met some wonderful new people. And that, I think, is always has always been one of the draws about Silver City to me, is there are some wonderful people here, some really good-hearted, loving, great people. So that has been wonderful. People I have met. I've been busy. My first day in the office was Wednesday, November 30. Thinking about dates. Wednesday, November 30. So at the time we're recording this, I haven't been in the office long or been here long. So there are still so many people I want to meet, including all of the downtown business owners, because so far I've just had a little time on the weekend to get around and meet a few, but I'm really looking forward to meeting so many more people as well. And Silver City, just after being away for a while, it seems like it's thriving. Coming in with fresh eyes and a fresh perspective, downtown is looking great, thanks in part to the hard work of Silver City Main Street. So they've definitely gotten grants and done a lot of work to help downtown. So it's looking great. And there's always more we can do. There's always more, always room for some improvement. So definitely looking to the future with that. But the energy, I remembered the energy being so great in Silver City and especially downtown. So getting back here and meeting even more people, even more wonderful people, and experiencing the town again has been really exciting. That's what's really stood out to me so far.
Yeah, we're so lucky. Our radio station is downtown. We're right across from the food co-op, and we that building was just donated to us. So we're very grateful.
That is so wonderful. Yes. So
thank
wonderful.
You, Susie and Janie.
Yes, they're amazing. Yeah, and that kind of support and community, this radio station, it's all part of what makes Silver City so wonderful.
It is. So you are here for the holiday parade a few weeks ago.
I was not. Let's see. I arrived after.
Oh, that was after then. Yeah.
So I was working remotely at that point. So I was returning some phone calls and sending emails remotely, but I wasn't in town for it. However, I did watch the parade on the live Silver City live cam, which was really fun. But I'm definitely excited about being in person next time. Yeah, it was really fun. It was a surprisingly good. Picture quality. I thought being at night, I didn't know what to expect, but we were able to see pretty well. It was very fun.
Yeah. What are some of the favorite things that you're doing right now with your work? I know you've been really busy with meetings, but...
Yeah. Well, we are gearing up for our Urban Challenge Fun Run. That's part of Territorial Charter Days. And that's going to be on February 11 this year. And I'm getting really excited about that. So I am a runner, and I have some experience with putting on races and being involved in that. So that's something that I think is near and dear to my heart. And I'm definitely feeling really energized starting to work on that. So we're starting to work on getting the insurance and the permits, and then we'll be doing the advertising and the planning. And I really hope we have a big turnout for that. We still have plenty of time. If anyone wants to do a couch to 5K program, you still have plenty of time to pick a program and get out there and start training. The race is approximately a 5K in distance, and a 5K is 3.1 miles. And I just love that we have that in downtown, going through town, and that opportunity to come together as a community and just get out and move. And I'm really excited about that and the planning for that. And then related to that, we're doing the Silver City Main Street Love Local program, which is our own program. It was created by Silver City Main Street, and it was inspired by the Shop Small Business Saturday program that has been received really well by the community and the merchants, the downtown businesses. So Main Street decided to create Love Local, which is the same kind of program that can happen at any time throughout the year. So we can partner that along with Territorial Charter Days and the Fun Run and have a way to encourage the community to come downtown and shop and check out the local businesses at various times throughout the year. So both of those I'm very excited about, really looking forward to be working on and working with the Main Street team and the downtown community on.
This is all exciting. Yeah. Yeah. I know Main Street, you do so much to keep our community vibrant and interactive and, of course, to support all the wonderful businesses we have downtown. And that's so essential for our growth and development here.
Yes, and we have wonderful businesses and a wonderful downtown, so they really deserve to have us on their side working with them.
Oh, yes. And, you know, Main Street, you know, I know you have done so much. I know with Big Ditch revitalization and the sidewalks, working on the sidewalks and any kind of downtown improvement with our infrastructure. And there's so much, I've lost count. And you've got the Visitor Center, which is such an incredibly wonderful place for those listeners who are new to the area or just visitors, you know, just stop in. And there's so many resources there.
Yes. And we just had a new visitor center manager start today. His name is Noah. Yeah, he is wonderful, and he is so knowledgeable about the area. Really friendly, a really great person. So if you haven't been to the Visitor Center in a while, stop on down and see Noah. He's learning the job. So, you know, he has quite a bit to learn. Today's the day that we're recording is his first day. But he is incredibly knowledgeable about the area and just a fun, wonderful, energetic person. So he's fun to come visit.
Yes. Congratulations, Noah.
Yes.
And what are some other projects up and coming? What I know the Silco was part of that work too, getting the Silco up and running again strong.
Yeah, and the Silco is doing so well. It's been just over a year since it reopened under Silver City Main Street management. So it was a year in November. And so much has happened there. There has been a great reception with the first run movies. They are often selling out. But we have had such a wide variety of community events held in the space. And that has been really fun to see. So the Silver City Museum has held lectures there. And we've had field trips. We've had local schools come in to do field trips at the Silco. So a really fun variety. And we are, we're exploring funding opportunities, grant opportunities to even expand what the Silco Theater is able to offer as a community space. So we would love to get a retractable movie screen, because that would allow it would really open things up. We do have a stage, but along with getting a retractable movie screen, we would make the stage even more functional for theater and music performances, dance performances. So there is a lot that we can do in the space right now, but having a retractable screen to open up that area would even allow us to do so much more. So that's something that we're working on now, working on pursuing funding for that. Really excited about that potential opportunity. And we've been able to make some great improvements to the building, including a new roof that we really needed. And we're purchasing a new sound system, which will be great and help with having a wider variety of events in the space with great sound quality. And the Silco is celebrating its 100-year anniversary in 2023. So
I can't believe that.
Super excited. Yeah.
You know, I have this little story. When I first moved to Silver City, you know, it's been, almost 7 years ago. Uh-huh. And I was walking down Bullard and I was ready to pass the Silco. And I was on the phone with my sister in Florida. And she goes, "Oh, yeah." She said, "You said there's a movie." I said, "I'm walking right past the movie theater." She goes, "There are first run movies there." And I looked up at the marquee. It was The Wizard of Oz.
Oh,
I said, "Well, yeah, I'd say it pretty updated." Yeah. Laughing. I've been a big fan of the Silco ever since.
Oh, excellent. Well, we have an amazing cultural coordinator, Kim Ryan at the Silco. Kim is really incredible. And she has had so much success there with the space. So something that I think Kim and I have in common is that we're both really energized by the Silco and really love the project, love the building. So we're excited together. We're very excited about the 100-year anniversary and what we can accomplish with the Silco, how we can grow what it is able to offer and expand what it is able to offer. Oh, and as a little aside, we've had, I don't know their names to share on air, but we've had two local painters painting murals in the bathrooms at the Silco. So,
really?
Yeah, so the bathrooms are looking great. I highly recommend coming and seeing a movie and checking out the bathrooms.
That is way cool. And what are some of your favorite movies? Do you have a movie that you would see over and over again if you could? I mean, you just never get tired of it.
Oh, gosh.
Kim and I've had this talk before. And I wonder.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, it might be hard to choose. I would say maybe the Rocky Horror Picture Show. I think that might be the one if I have to pick.
That is such a great choice.
I grew up watching the Independent Film Channel as a teenager. I used to watch the Independent Film Channel a whole bunch and just love movies. Of course, now in my adult life, now I don't have as much time to watch movies like I used to. So I'm not up to date with contemporary movies as much, but I've always really loved independent film, especially. And another thing that's really exciting to me about the Silco is the film club, which is a way to support the Silco and come out and see some independent classic films that are curated by the Silco staff, which is fun. It's fun to see what they're interested in and what they're recommending.
That's cool. What else do you envision for Main Street? What are some of your own personal goals with what you're doing?
Good question. So Main Street has definitely had a lot of success. And right now I feel like we're at a really good point to touch base with the downtown business owners and the community and assess their needs. And I want to work with them to make sure we are elevating and supporting our downtown community to the best of our abilities. And of course, staying within the Main Street mission, and Main Street offers a lot of guidelines and best practices for how to do just about everything. So we know we have a lot of experts out there who can help us and make sure they're guiding us in the right direction, which is a really nice a really nice combination, being able to listen to the community and the downtown business owners and really see what they're experiencing and what they need and what they think would help the most. And then pair that with state and nationally recognized economic development specialists and historic preservation specialists is really, again, touching back on the accreditation and being an accredited Main Street program. We really have so many benefits from that. So that will definitely, it's definitely helped Silver City Main Street in the past, and it will help guide us to more successful years to come.
Now, give us some contact information, Charlotte. If, say, our listeners want more information, maybe they even want to volunteer. You got a good volunteer situation going on there.
We do. And we really rely heavily on volunteers, especially the visitor center. But we do have a lot of different opportunities to volunteer in addition to the visitor center. So depending on someone's interest, we can find different ways and different opportunities for them to come work with us in a volunteer capacity. So our office phone number is 575-534-1700. And our website is silvercitymainstreet.com. And our administrative assistance email address is, scmsinfo@silvercitymainstreet.com. And my email address is Sharla, that's Sharla, @silvercitymainstreet.com. You can also reach out to us on our Facebook page, and we are happy to have you come into the visitor center anytime as well to drop in. The visitor center is open 7 days a week, so there isn't necessarily somebody from Main Street specifically there on any one of those days, but the visitor center is part of Main Street under our umbrella, and there's always a friendly face there happy to take your information and pass it along to the appropriate person.
Great, thank you for that. Charlotte, as we're wrapping up today's show, what else would you like for our listeners to know about Main Street?
I think we're very excited about the future and what we'll be doing, how we'll be working with the community. So I think we have a lot of we have new people involved. Like I mentioned, the new visitor center manager, and there's a lot of energy coming in, a lot of excitement about the future. So we're really energized. We're really excited. We're really looking forward to continuing the great economic development work that Main Street has been doing and the downtown development, and seeing how we can do that to best serve the community. And just touching back on our downtown fun run, we're just so excited about that. So please consider reaching out to volunteer. We'll be needing volunteers with that, or signing up to run or walk the race.
Well, for me, it's walking, if, no pun intended, if I can jog my memory. It's been a long time since I've been in a 5K or 10K, but I love walking. That's going to be fun. Thank you for sharing that.
Absolutely.
Well, Charlotte, again, it was a joy meeting you and having you join us today.
Thank you so much for having me. I've had such a good time talking with you. Thank you.
Same here. Looking forward to having you back on.
I would love that.
Community Spotlight airs every Thursday at 10:30 a.m. and Sundays at 11:30 a.m. It will also be available on gmcr.org. You have been listening to Community Spotlight on Gila Members Community Radio, Kuru 89.1 FM, and online at gmcr.org. I'm Candace Burke. Be well and happy.